Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and we're in week two of our mission series, Well Known, looking at how one conversation can change everything. As we look at this conversation that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well, and this past Sunday, I felt like looking at the text, one of the things that started to kind of unearth as we think about missions is almost kind of the why we go on missions. And what I mean by that is, what's the motivation? What moves us to want to go? And I think the answer to that comes out of the need, right? When I think of what people are going through. I talked about on Sunday, kind of this question that really came to me as I was preparing. Why do we still feel empty when we get what we want? Have you thought about that before? Like, why is it that sometimes the things that you have wanted and then you get them, there can still be this sense of emptiness? And for some of you, maybe it was, man, I've wanted this job or this career, or I wanted my kids to get to this point in their life, or I wanted to make it to this, you know, kind of standard of living that we're at. Maybe it's, there's just, you know, something like a bucket list kind of thing that you wanted to do, a trip you wanted to go on, something you wanted to see, and then you did it, and perhaps it was awesome, but then you're like, I kind of feel empty again. It reminded me of Prime Time. If you remember Deion Sanders from the Cowboys and the Niners back in the 90s, and even the Cincinnati Reds, I mean, just a crazy dual star athlete. And he's talked about in his own life how he won a Super Bowl for the Niners and then went to the Cowboys, won another Super Bowl. It's kind of part of that amazing kind of dynasty there. And he just said he's sitting in the locker room afterwards, after winning the pinnacle of his career, you know, making all kinds of money, being successful. And he said, I just sat there and felt empty. And he just found himself going to the next thing. It changes scenery. That, man, maybe I need to go do baseball. Now I'm doing football and I'm baseball. And, you know, and he talked about, man, he was coping with drugs and other kinds of things. And it was just like running from one thing to the next, trying to fill that empty void inside. And it felt like everything he did could never satisfy it. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Screwtape Letters, talked about this ever-increasing craving for an ever-diminishing pleasure. I just think that resonates. This ever-increasing craving for an ever-diminishing pleasure. It's like we crave and want things that don't satisfy. We crave and want things, and the way that we try to get those cravings met, they do not satisfy. And that's really what kind of prompted up with Jesus' conversation with this woman at the well. In essence, he was kind of showing us that only he can satisfy what nothing else will. Only Jesus satisfies what nothing else will. And I think about that for us as we think about missions, that as we go into the world, as we, you know, have conversations, as we go on short-term trips, as we, you know, build relationships with our neighbors, our classmates, you know, family members, our kids, that all of us have these cravings, longings, and desires. And we're going to try to get those met, right? It's like we have the cravings to be loved. And so maybe we go from relationship to relationship so we feel loved. Or, you know, we are really drawn to someone who shows us any sort of affection or intimacy, even though it doesn't fully satisfy. Maybe some of us say we want to feel important, like we can accomplish things, that we're successful. And so we work and everything that we do to try to prove to someone, our parents or a friend or just ourselves, that we're somebody. And yet we hit those things and it still feels empty. You see, I think those cravings, those desires are shadows. They're pointing us to something that really can satisfy us. And that's why Jesus came. He talked about how he has this living water that you come from this well and you drink from it and you will be thirsty again, talking about Jacob's well, but you get the water, the living water that he gives, you will never be thirsty. It's like Jesus is promising this lasting satisfaction. Because that's what we want. We want lasting satisfaction. Our problem is we look for it in temporary sources, but Jesus is an everlasting, eternal source. And when we trust in him, we put our faith in him, He satisfies us like nothing else ever can. And because we've experienced that, we want to go and share that kind of message with those around us. And so maybe as we take a moment here and pray, perhaps there are some things going on in your life that you found yourself kind of trying to draw from, like a man-made well that you are trying to fill up and quench these thirst and desires in your life, and you're finding that they're leaving you empty. But maybe the invitation for you is to confess that over to the Lord and remember that Jesus came to actually quench those thirsts, to fully satisfy your life. And maybe as you think about people around you and in your conversations, to be looking for ways that they are trying to find satisfaction in this world. And to remember, as a follower of Jesus, you have exactly what they need. You have the ability to show them where the source of living water can come from, that can become a spring of welling up to eternal life in their lives. And so why would we not want to go and share and help others get their thirst quenched? Let's pray. Jesus, thanks so much for loving us. Thank you for offering to us the thing that can quench our thirst. I think of in my own life when I just get incredibly thirsty, right? Physically, right? It's like I'm exhausted working out, mowing, whatever it is. Like, man, I'm just so thirsty and I can't wait to get a drink. I just think of so many of us. That's how we're living life. We're trying to get satisfaction and we find that nothing else satisfies. But Jesus, you came so that we could be eternally and forever satisfied in you. And may we go and tell and proclaim that to the world around us so that they may find the same kind of satisfaction, Lord, that you've given us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?